Big programming week. I now completed my study of visual programming languages from the other end. The programming end, where everything my users stitch visually must be powerful and clean and beautiful. And what you are about to hear will sound really, really obvious. But that's how you know it's really good research. The biggest lesson here is that you can't make a programming language visual by just adding some visual stuff. You can't just add pretty boxes with ports and start connecting everything with cables. You have to create high-level commands that can be represented well in a visual environment. Technically, a simple basic programming function has argument ports and an output port, but little things like that make a mess out of wires, and that's not what visual programming is for. Little bits of functionality are in fact not compatible with visual programming. Oh yes. The chunks that work are: narrate this poem, convert this audio to lip sync, and apply this AI photo over it with perfect video. These are such large chunks of functionality that you have to keep them inside a virtual computer to make them portable between systems. This right here is where you drag wires between file and converter, generated audio and video as an audio track, and then some picture-in-picture creature that you create out of automatic lip sync. See, you can conduct an orchestra with visual programming, but you shouldn't iterate over arrays with objects that may share the same properties. When you go down to the bottom where the little things live, it's always just a mess of wires. You're not conducting a symphony orchestra, you're still making the instruments, and there are better tools for that. Conversely, if you start stitching large things with non-visual little programs, you will not remember how they work, not after a while, because you lose track of all the wiring. And you bet there will be multiple little programs built on top of one another and stretching this and stretching that. It's not gonna work. This is where you actually start noticing, hey, I'm just sending data over wires here. I simplified this to perfection. I just can't visualize it reliably because I walk away from this for 2 years and I lose track. And the commands, oh boy, they are so easy now because of the AI. You just ask your AI to create it, and it will make anything into a command. Though you may need to think about it a little bit ahead of time, but it will do anything you ask. Not all commands are about generating videos and audio with AI. A lot of them are really small that an inexpensive AI or a free AI can totally handle. As a visual programmer, or creator of a visual programming environment, whichever one you choose, you have to keep your visual programming language visual. So you have to protect yourself from working on the little stuff, because that's supposed to be done by the AI. My next challenge is bringing visual programming to the web browser as a plugin. I tried twice already, but in the pre-coding agent era. Now, with the help of really powerful AI, an AI-generated action library will be all the rage. Today's websites are beginning to expose tools for AI. But you can actually use them inside your visual programming language to expand on what you can accomplish in a web page. You will still probably need a local AI to process all the data. That in itself is quite a miracle. You no longer write a program to transform one thing into another. You just tell the AI to do it. And not always by having it write some kind of a transformer or filter. Sometimes the AI can do it just out of its mind. Hopefully, I will soon be able to sort all my programming bookmarks.